Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
6:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan to my left. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And we have not heard from Kirby Smart since a couple of his players at Georgia got in a little bit of trouble, got caught shoplifting at a Walmart. With their game coming up against Ole Miss, you can imagine how frustrating it is to have to deal with a situation like this when Kirby is just trying to keep everyone focused. Here is what he said about that situation.
Yeah, both those guys disappointed in their decision-making. And we always say decision-making is a skill. And made poor decisions. They paid a consequence for that. And they're continuing to pay a consequence for that. And they'll finish up their consequences for that. So I hope both of them make better decisions in the future.
But what do you do if you're Kirby?
I don't know. You were kind of past this point where you make an example of players, because it's hard to make an example of players with the money they're making and the fact that you have to essentially re-recruit them every year. The college football thing is a debacle. I mean, I think Kirby, I'd like to say Kirby has a really good way of handling it, but then again, we see some people that have repeated their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they have ran their asses off, though. That's the only thing I can think of. I know that I think Rusty's going to be on later today with Sandra. He probably could tell you more. And the reason I know Rusty's going to be on is because he's texted me like four times in the first 40 minutes of this show, which I love. I hope he's got Bojangles in his hand or else Rusty.
Rusty, this is the way he's telling you to bring him Bojangles this morning. Remember, Bo is management.
I'm just saying. And now he's going to be like, man, you should have hit me up before now. I'm already out of Rome. I'm already ITP. Bojangles become scarce when you get ITP. It's tough. And especially with this, as dumb as this one was. This one is this, they're all ridiculous. But it's like, hey, man. Just go back in and pay the $100. Like, it's hard to justify saying you walked out with $100 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
It really is. And just go back in, and if they went right back in immediately, it'd have been fine. I think that's probably the most frustrating part for Kirby. He's like, well, when you were confronted, why did you refuse to go back in? That's what would really irk me.
Yeah, absolutely. Georgia also announced that they are giving athletic director Josh Brooks a contract extension.
Well deserved. Josh Brooks is as good as it gets. I like Josh. I've gotten to deal with him a few times. He's a class act, and Georgia athletics. The men's basketball could be better, sure, but the baseball program is pretty good. The football program is top 2-3 in the country right now.
QB Nico Imaliava is staying with UCLA and their new coach Bob Chesney.
Not sure he had many options. But I'm glad that Nico decided not to. Well, let's see if he changes his tune like close to spring ball, saying he needs more money or this or that. But, not sure he had a ton of options there. He played a little bit better late in the season under Rick Neuhausel's kid as the OC.
When Ryan Day is taking over the offensive play calling when Ohio State takes on Miami in the college football playoffs on New Year's Eve, The current OC, Brian Hartline, is balancing responsibilities right now after accepting a head coaching job at USF.
Yeah, look, Ryan Day's called plays before. I think he's a decent play caller. I don't know why people would have a problem with it. The guy's he's a national championship coach. I know Chip was calling plays, but is Ryan, to think that Ryan Day has not been, like, intricately involved in everything that they've done offensively in his tenure there is very obtuse.
And the idea that the group of five will have their own playoff has been starting to float around, Bo.
Yeah, this one's really weird to me. I was able to hear Carl Benson, who at one point in time was, he might be a commissioner still for a group of five team, but at one point in time he was like the Mac and the Atlantic Sun. And he was on with Rick Neuheisel's radio show. Neuheisel's getting a lot of shout-outs in this this segment. But I was listening yesterday, and he was kind of, Neuheisel sort of asked him about this, and he was like, yeah, you know, it's intriguing. It's on the table. It's not something that's just floated out there anymore, which I was blown away at hearing. I couldn't believe that they're actually discussing it. But he then said something that blew me away. He said, you know, what people need to realize is even without the revenue from a group of five school making it, right, by the top, you know, being one of the top five ranked conference champions, and they obviously had two in this year, he said that they get $100 million off the top every year from the college football playoff. So off the top. So basically, hey, if we brought in $1 billion, it's only $900 million to go over here because $100 million goes straight to the group of five conferences. That was blown away. So basically, whatever they do, they have to have something that is equal or lesser value to that $100 million right off the top and whatever they get in from a conference champion in the regular playoff.
Would you be opposed to a situation in a system where if a group of five school is eligible to get into the college ball playoff, them having a choice to either go to the college ball playoff or this, you know, new group of five playoff format?
No, because they're always going to take the extra. So right. No, they're going to get their deal is settled over here, and then they're going to come in and steal from theirs. If you have yours or you don't.
Right. I agree.
They're always going to say they want to play with this. Either we eliminate the group of the group of five
bids, yeah.
Or it's all one system. The whole point would be to get the best games possible.
Right.
You're going to always have blowouts. But we don't need to go into games knowing exactly how they're going to play out before they're played out. And if you're telling me that, well, we only had blowouts in the other systems, yeah, I know. That's why I never wanted expansion in the first place.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the college football playoffs because changes definitely will be coming. All right. It's time to get in the holiday spirit, though. I'm sitting here with a Santa hat on. We got to play some holiday music.
I thought for a second the battery in your hat went dead, but now I see lights again.
You know what's funny is most of the hats I've been wearing over the last 23 days have all been light-up hats, but I keep them off so they don't burn out.
You know, Allie, some would say you are lit right now.
There we go. I am lit.
Are you saying that?
I am saying that. Allie's lit. Allie's lit all the time.
I was just asking, you know, it's kind of a funny bit from back in the day. Are you saying that? Well, who's saying that then? All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to play Give Me a Sec. We played this last week, Bo, when you're in with Dukes and Bell. I literally just play you a second of a song, and you have to guess what it is. These files are not labeled, so Dylan can play as well, even though he's the one playing them. And today is going to be Christmas songs.
Boy, how'd I guess? How did I guess that?
But they're not like the classic ones. It's all like pop musicians,
Dylan,
or R&B musicians.
Oh, no.
You guys know these
songs.
We play them on our sister station, Star 94. You know these songs.
If I say the artist, do I get credit?
I will say there are some titles where it's like, wait, what's that called again?
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of these where you're like, I know what it is. I can sing along, but I don't know the name. Anyway, let's go with number one, Dylan.
Oh, it's Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
There you go.
Yeah, I knew it was Mariah Carey. I just didn't know the name of the song.
Play it all together. Ding, ding, ding. Easy enough.
Yeah, I remember that video.
Congratulations.
A lot of people remember that video. It is rememberable.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's go with number two.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bye.
I don't know.
Oh, is that what's his name?
Come on.
Is it the same guy that's
from Jersey?
Born in the USA?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what?
Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
Bruce, yes.
Play the full thing. Do you think this was a bigger hit than Born in the USA?
I mean,
I don't think so.
But I guarantee you, it was. He sold the hell out of it because
The
Bruce Springsteen diehards are just ridiculous. And he's so overrated.
Know someone that has gone to over 200 of his concerts.
One of my old MassCom professors absolutely loves Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. When you're in with Bruce, you are in.
All in.
Let's go with number three. It's the most beautiful.
Justin Bieber.
I knew Dylan would get this one.
This is one of the ones where, like, I know who it is, obviously. Yeah. I just don't know what the name of the song is.
Something like it's like the most beautiful time of the year or something like that. I don't know.
Play the full thing. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights no, it's
with you. Isn't it? It's not called with you?
No. Oh,
never mind.
What's the plant that you kiss underneath?
Oh, under the mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
This sounds like it's played at a resort somewhere.
Yeah, like at a Sandals.
Yeah, yeah. This does. It doesn't. Is that a ukulele I hear in there? I mean,
sounds like it's a good ear, both.
Sleigh bells you're hearing. All right, let's go with number four.
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town, but I don't know who it is.
Mm-mm, that's not Santa Claus is coming to town.
Do it again, Dylan.
Oh, wonderful Christmas time.
There you go. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, wonderful Christmas time.
I love how you sounded it out. The words came to you.
Right.
But I guarantee so many people did that along with you.
That sounded like, that wasn't like Rascal Flatts, was it?
No.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, this guy is knighted.
Knighted? Oh, Elton John?
No. Play the full thing.
Oh, it's
Sir Paul.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
There you go.
Oh, Paul.
Let's try number five, Dylan.
Ooh.
You know this one, Dylan.
I got to hear this one again.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if I have enough.
Is it Britney Spears?
Currently starring in a massive film right now.
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande.
There you go.
What film is she in?
Wicked for Good.
Bo, come on.
That movie's still out?
Yeah, still in theaters. It was good, too.
I feel like I've been hearing about that movie for 2 years.
I know. Well, they had this was part two. They had like a two-parter.
Yeah.
It was like a two-part movie.
Oh, that's why people are going back to see it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was Wicked, and then this is Wicked for Good.
Yeah. Welcome. Play the full thing.
Santa Baby,
Yeah.
This is a bop.
Didn't Mariah do Santa Baby?
She might. I mean, she's got a full album. You got to fill those songs with something.
Somebody did Santa Baby, and it was provocative.
We'll do one more. Let's go with number six. Come on.
It's like, doom.
Jingle Bells?
DMX?
I should have pulled DMX.
That would have been great.
That would have been amazing.
I thought that was like the...
He does have a Rudolph song.
That's what I thought it was.
No, play it again. People are yelling at y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so yelling at y'all right now.
I'm so bad at this.
Play the full thing.
I would have never guessed this.
Run DMC.
I know. I had no clue they did a Christmas song.
I only really know Run DMC from his show.
Really? Rev Run?
Yeah, Rev Run.
That's
tweeting,
it? Really?
I mean, I know like some of his songs that I played in here, but like I don't know Run DMC songs like that. I just know him from the show, really. That's how I was introduced to him.
I kind of figured you would have a bigger catalog than
we'll
that.
Say, not, I tested all of these on Grant McCauley last night, and he said, I'm curious if Dylan will get Run DMC.
There you go.
I'm sorry if I let you down, Grant.
You let him down.
Hey, sorry.
When do you start listening to Christmas music?
As soon as it starts.
So, like, the day of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, basically.
And then when do you stop?
You know, probably after New Year's Day. Because it's still on. It's still the holiday season. It still counts.
Look, everybody's different.
Well, thank you, too, for playing my reindeer games today. You did fabulous, and give me a sec.
We did pretty good, Bo.
I'm sorry I'm not better at your game.
We did all right.
You did.
Well, coming up, we're going to roll back into your wheelhouse. We're going to get into the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.